Innovation. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Marion. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. There are often managers who desperately need something new, driven by a business challenge. New competitors could enter the market, revenues could fall dramatically, large orders could be lost or revenues could fall. Innovation is a sustainable business model that is perceived as new and accepted by customers, but one essential point is often overlooked from the outset. Innovation is an idea, and innovation is radical. Sometimes, changing just one element can even lead to significant results, but if you don't, you will miss the big picture. This model of entrepreneurial innovation requires an organization that identifies its processes, products and services that could be improved to increase the profitability of the company. Innovation in this case could involve the formation of new partnerships, outsourcing of specific tasks or the implementation of new technologies. An ambitious organization can choose to completely transform an industry for the purpose of innovation, or even create a whole new industry itself. When a culture of innovation is needed to recruit talent, innovators want to be challenged and encouraged to create new ones on a regular basis. Make a name for yourself and your company by being innovative, and then watch your resume. Then something magical will happen. Innovators from all over the world will want to work for you, and then you will be hired. You will experience more growth, meet customer needs in ways you could never have imagined, and stand out even more from the competition. But innovation also requires the kind that creates a new category of markets. The rest of us seek insight by methodically and systematically examining these three areas. The technology that enables the solution, the business model that makes money from it, and the valuable problem that has been solved. One could argue that almost all successful innovations take place at the interface of these three elements. Companies that effectively collect, synthesize, and collide are more likely to succeed. Innovative companies have new and exciting ideas that are good enough to attract venture capital investment, but not so good that they fail. The innovation process refers to new ways in which a company can provide its products and services. This could include developing a new product that is more user-friendly, such as a better user interface. Marketing innovation has to do with the way a product or service appears to the customer. Innovation in business can mean introducing new or improved products, services or processes, as well as developing new products and services for customers. To move your business forward, study the market and understand how innovation can add value to your customers. For more information on analyzing your market, see our guide to innovation planning on this page. You can identify opportunities for innovation by adapting your products and services to changes in the market. You need to create value and design a strategy for where and how innovation helps your organization get where it needs to be. The need to build connections has always been there, but today it's called open innovation, which means connecting with the people in your organization. Companies must then create an environment where creativity is welcome, so that people feel they can deliver ideas and that it is safe to share their own and network with others. Putting innovation at the heart of your organization's thinking changes the conversation. Innovation is shifting to where we are going to grow and sustain our organizations in the future. Paul Hobcraft has advised numerous organizations on innovation issues for over 15 years and is consistently regarded as one of the world's leading innovation bloggers. Mike Schipulski has been an innovation thinker for more than 20 years, focusing on defining the role of innovation in the company and its role in embedding the corporate culture. Many companies are committed to innovation, but they do not invest the time, people and money to develop innovative ideas. Here is a list of some of the top 10 companies with the most innovative companies in the world today. Basically, entrepreneurial innovation is a general concept that can be applied to a wide range of industries such as technology, finance, health, education, entertainment and more. At the most basic level, innovation comes from a new way of doing things, but when it comes to business innovation, new ways of doing things are introduced to make more money. For the company, the best new products and services are often offered in the form of products, services and even services such as education, healthcare, entertainment, etc. Innovation can simply mean taking something that has long been used and enjoyed in a market and introducing it to a market that has never existed before. Argan oil is a prime example of this, as it has been used for centuries by the Berbers of North Africa and is now so popular that it protects hair and skin. This is all for today, friends. My name is Marian and this was episode 1107 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.